from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964. Specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
All right, time to talk about the crew, and to do that, we bring on our guy, Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports, joining us now here on 1250 AM The Fan. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. How are we doing on this glorious Friday, Mr. Wagner?
Oh, it's a lovely day to be working outside with power tools and building a deck when it's pouring rain, my friend.
Oh, we don't have any rain here in Hales Corners.
Really? Yeah, it was coming down like a beast over by State Fair, Wauwatosa.
Ooh.
You know, just long enough for everything to get soaking wet. And you're like, yeah, well, you know what? That's a $600 saw. We are not going to fire that up till tomorrow.
Yep, nope, that's done. It's all done. How big a deck are you building?
It's about 10 by 10. So
that's not
a good friend, yeah. Friend of the show, AJ Byatpour from CBS 58, lowered his standards and, you know, hired the closest and cheapest contractor he could find, and that'd be me.
You doing it all by yourself? You got nobody to help?
No, I'm running solo, baby. Why? You good with power tools? Is the kid good with a saw? I'll hire him.
I can't even use a hammer, and there's no way you're going to give me a power tool and think I'm going to get anything done. No, that's a horrible idea. No, absolutely not.
Giving lessons. Start giving lessons.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I'll take you up on it. All right. Like, so let's start with this Brewers baseball team. And first news of Robert Gasser, looks like he's done. And he's going to end up with Tommy John surgery, it looks like, and going to be out for the next year. That's a horrible break for this Brewers team, because he was pitching really well, and when he started looking at next year's rotation, thought he might have himself a spot.
He was, and it is unfortunate. And, you know, I kept seeing the whole, you know, people losing their crap over going for a second opinion, a third opinion. And listen, I get it. But this kid is 20-something years old. He's already gone through this before. He knows how bad it is. He knows how long it takes. He knows the situation that he was in. And it was a touch-and-go thing. I mean, what the doctor said, it's not torn. You could rehab it. But then it might break, and then you do it later. So the kid got as many different opinions as he could. When the opinions started lining up the same, he finally made the choice. It sucks that it got dragged out this long, but I don't blame the kid for going through the motions, especially having gone through it before and knowing what the next year of his life is going to look like. It just I feel bad for the kid more than I do for anything
right.
else. He's a really good kid. He's really busted his hump to get to this level. He got up here. He showed he belonged here. He was pitching well. Looked like a guy that was going to be around for a while. The good news is they've overcome this stuff before, man. I don't know how they do it, but they keep doing it. And look at it this way. Now you've got another, trade deadline pickup next year when you're probably going to be out looking for a starter again. And that's, of all the people in the universe, Sparky, you've known me long. When I'm the voice of reason and optimism, that should tell you something.
Yeah, I agree with you. That means we're all losing our minds. So what about Tobias Myers? Because that's a guy that I don't think anybody thought was going to play a prominent role necessarily on this team. But even his last outing, he throws shutout ball again. What was it, 6 1/3 or whatever, against the Angels. This is another cat who has, I think, stepped up above and beyond what anybody expected coming into the season out of spring training.
Yeah, and it's becoming a theme for this year's Brewers, and not just the pitching staff, all over the roster. Listen, we talked about this, I think, last week. Nobody develops pitchers right now better than the Brewers, and I think we can agree on that.
Yes.
This is just another example of it. Tobias Myers is a good pitcher. Was he on the radar at the beginning of the season? Maybe not on the prospect list, maybe not in the big watch list, but you know that the Brewers saw something in him during spring training. Yeah, obviously, they probably called him up sooner than they had anticipated. But, man, has he answered the call.
Yeah, he really has, and it's been very impressive. Bryce Wilson has had the fortune of having an opener in Canning his last couple of times out. This time last night, they run him out there. And legitimately, he probably should have been out of that inning if Terang fields that ball cleanly and is able to get the double play turn with Adames. He doesn't. He ends up giving up a couple of home runs. But then after that, he settled down quite a bit. Your thoughts on Wilson last night?
I mean, he's done a yeoman's job. I mean, it's kind of the theme for that entire stuff. They go out there and they do the job. Very rarely do they go out there and lose a game for you. I mean, you've seen very few absolute blow-up outings from anybody on the Brewers pitching staff. They're very good at limiting the damage. I think that's the best way of putting it. They'll have a bad sequence, a bad turn of events, maybe a bad inning, but you're not seeing guys just go out there and get absolutely shellacked and have to eat it like Randy Wolf in Pittsburgh however many years ago. It's just they go out there and they get the job done.
Right.
They don't try to do too much. They're not trying to go out there and be aces and give you 8 innings and shut up all. It's like, here's who I am. Here's what I'm good at. I'm going to do it as long as I can. And then I am confident that the bullpen is good enough to pick up where I left off.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. We were talking about this a little bit earlier as far as this Brewers team goes. From the other side of the ball, as far as not from the pitching staff, but from the hitting staff, I don't know if it feels this way to you, but from my perspective, I feel like anytime a starter leaves the game for the other team and you get to the bullpen for the other team, from an offensive perspective, I feel really good about things. Last night when the starter left, he left the game, Mays or whatever the hell his name was, I started clapping. I was like, all right, now let's score some runs. Here's our opportunity. And they seemingly have done really good against opponent bullpens throughout this season, maybe more so than the starters.
They really have. And I think it gets exaggerated. I call it the Jeff Suppan effect.
Sue pitched great.
Well, yes, but that's the argument for another. My argument was, Suppan on the signing looked really, really, really good in large part because all Brewers fans had seen of him was him just absolutely dominating the Brewers. I think he was like 13-2 lifetime against the Brewers when they signed him. We're so spoiled here in Milwaukee because for the last 5, 6, 7 years, fans have been able to go out and see an absolute lockdown bullpen. You hand the ball over to anybody on that team in the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th inning, and it's like game over. So
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And the Brewers are going out there and scoring against other teams' bullpens. It just kind of exacerbates that feeling like when a starter's out of the game, this offense is going to go, you know, berserk.
No, I totally agree, and I get really excited when I see the starter go out, and I get excited about that. Now let me ask you about this dude here. I'm gonna play this. This is from last night's game.
2-0 coming, and Mitchell hits it to left, coming on Hernandez, diving, and he can't get it. It's passed him back to the wall. Young is in. Mitchell racing around second. Mitchell heading to third. Mitchell being waved all the way around. Here comes Garrett. Throw to the plate. He scores. He's in, standing up.
Inside the park home run for Garrett Mitchell last night, courtesy of the Nashville Sounds. Had two home runs the game before that. And yet, by all indications, they're talking about it's going to be a while yet for Garrett Mitchell. I don't understand why it's going to be a while for Garrett Mitchell, Andrew Wagner. I don't understand.
Because he's basically starting the spring training over. And you know what? It's just kind of the plan that they had out for him. Remember, this guy does not have a very heavy workload over the last couple of years.
He keeps getting hurt.
Right, he keeps getting hurt. So they're going to keep him down there where they can kind of control the situation a little bit more, control the environment a little bit more, keep close tabs on him, you know, give him rest, built-in rest, which is something you can't always have the luxury to afford to do at the big league level. And right now, they just don't have a glaring need. Like, who do you bench? Are you going to take Perkins out? Are you going to take Frelich out? Like, you know, one of these guys is going to have to sit. And the whole thing with Mitchell is they want to get regular ABs under his belt and see exactly what it is that they're dealing with, because they just haven't gotten that from him yet. So, yeah, obviously, you see all the highlights. The guy's crushing the ball. He's running the bases really good. Great. That's encouraging signs. Can he keep doing it, and can he stay healthy? If he can show that, then absolutely. You're gonna see him up here sooner rather than later. They just don't have the glaring need right now to bring him up here. And I think he's best served to keep getting that everyday experience at AAA. As much as it sucks being in AAA and not the bigs, but playing every single day is what they want to see from him.
I trade Perkins. I don't even think twice about it. See ya. Bye-bye. I don't know what you can get for him. I don't know what his value is. But if you're asking me, you know, who sits or who gets moved or whatever else, Blake Perkins is the guy. Garrett Mitchell immediately comes in and starts with Yelich and Churio. Frelich rotates in or whatever, and you move on in your life. Perkins may end up winning gold gloves. I understand that. But offensively, I don't think he's that guy, Andrew Wagner.
I mean, maybe not. But right now, I mean, he's playing very well for them. And he's been in a little bit of offensive slump. But he has played very well for them, and right now it's his job to lose. And again, I'm not on the road, so I don't know what the explanations are in pregame. But just from looking at this from the big picture and being around, they just want to see a body of work under Garrett Mitchell. You know, it's not like he's going out on a short rehab assignment. You know, after going on a 3-week IL stint. You know, this guy, he's been out a while. You know, he has been out since spring training. Starting over, like you're reporting for camp, shortened season last year, shortened season the year before. They got to see some reps under this dude. They have got to see some consistency. And again, they got to see an ability to stay healthy.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I have a question for you. It's a personal question, but we're going to do it on the radio since it's happening while we're on the radio. And then we'll be done for today and we'll talk again on Monday. Since you brought up that you are building a deck, for somebody. Now I have somebody asking me for your number so you can build them a deck. Should I pass your number along to them and have them text you, or should I tell them you're not for hire unless he knows you?
Have him shoot me a note on Twitter, and we'll go from there.
Well, it's Rami Makhlouf.
Oh, it's Rami. Yeah, Rami can call me. That's fine.
Yeah, it's okay. All right, very, very good. Yeah, he asked me for. He's like, I need a deck. Give me Wagner's number. I was like, well, I think I should ask first. So,
hi, Rami. Good. Glad Rami's tuning in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's filling in for me coming up on July 5th. So you'll have him July 5th when you and him talk on that Friday.
Just like old times, baby. Just like old times.
Just like old times. Andrew Wagner, thank you so much, my friend. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Again, a sports reporter for Forbes, covers the Milwaukee Brewers. Thank you so much, dude. Appreciate you.
Have a great weekend, Sparky.
You betcha. You too, buddy. See ya. There he is, Andrew Wagner, joining us. Yeah, Rami Makhlouf hanging out and listening. So I'll hit send on that. Here you go, Rami. Boop. There you go. Sent you the text. Now you're all set. Wags is good. Man, you know, I'm not going to sit here and... Yeah, I am. I'm going to gloss him a little bit. Dude, that dude is good. Andrew Wagner, when it comes to, like, building stuff and so forth... Like, sometimes he'll post on Twitter stuff that he's built and stuff that he's done. I was like, man, I wish I could do stuff like him. He is really good. I am not mechanically inclined at all, the absolute worst when it comes to doing that type of stuff.
I'm right up there with you. I'm not a handyman at all. I'm car stuff. Always take it into the mechanic. Never try anything myself. Except for me and my dad did change the headlights on that bad boy. That was a step forward from what we usually do.
That's good. Did you have to order the headlights from 20 years ago?
No, you could put in the new headlights.
The modern headlights?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I'm just joking with Charlie. He gave me a ride to go and get our car that needed some air conditioning in it, and we're riding in his car that has no air conditioning. I was like, oh, man, I got to get you some air conditioning. This is something else. I bet you... I'm probably like one in every, 1,000, 5,000, 10,000 at our house. When stuff needs to get built, like for the kids or whatever else, she does it. That for Father's Day, they got me this, because I already had the Omaha Steaks, obviously, got me this like cart to put out on the patio for the grill. And then it has these like nozzle, it has a hookup for propane. And you can buy separately, like, the thing that you put on there, like a flat top where you can do, like, eggs and all that stuff on. So you can buy it. Now, she didn't buy that part of it. Maybe we'll do that for Christmas. And you can put it on the actual table part, plug in the propane, and you can make it like a flat top type deal, whatever. I came home 2 days ago. She put the whole thing together during the course of the day while I was gone. It's a beautiful thing. And y'all are laughing at me. I don't really give a damn if you're laughing at me or not. I'm telling you, I love every minute of it. And she don't even let me do anything. I got it. You're going to screw it all up. Yeah, you're probably right. I'm not going to argue with you whatsoever. Go ahead. Knock yourself out. I'll sit on the couch and watch the Brewers game.
And the Brewers are going out there and scoring against other teams' bullpens. It just kind of exacerbates that feeling like when a starter's out of the game, this offense is going to go, you know, berserk.
No, I totally agree. And I get really excited when I see, the starter go out, and I get excited about that. Now, let me ask you about this dude here. I'm going to play this. This is from last night's game.
2-0 coming, and Mitchell hits it to left, coming on Hernandez, diving, and he can't get it. It's passed him back to the wall. Young is in. Mitchell racing around second. Mitchell heading to third. Mitchell being waved all the way around. Here comes Garrett, throw to the plate. He scores. He's in, standing up.
Inside the park home run for Garrett Mitchell last night, courtesy of the Nashville Sounds. Had two home runs the game before that. And yet, by all indications, they're talking about it's going to be a while yet for Garrett Mitchell. I don't understand why it's going to be a while for Garrett Mitchell, Andrew Wagner. I don't understand.
Because he's basically starting the spring training over. And you know what? It's just kind of the plan that they had out for him. Remember, this guy does not have a very heavy workload over the last couple of years.
He keeps getting hurt.
Right, he keeps getting hurt. So they're going to keep him down there where they can kind of control the situation a little bit more, control the environment a little bit more, keep close tabs on him, you know, give him rest, built-in rest, which is something you can't always have the luxury to afford to do at the big league level. And right now, they just don't have a glaring need. Like, who do you bench? Are you going to take Perkins out? Are you going to take Frelick out? Like, you know, one of these guys is going to have to sit. And the whole thing with Mitchell is they want to get regular ABs under his belt and see exactly what it is that they're dealing with, because they just haven't gotten that from him yet. So, yeah, obviously, you see all the highlights. The guy's crushing the ball. He's running the bases really good. Great. That's encouraging signs. Can he keep doing it, and can he stay healthy? If he can show that, then absolutely. You're gonna see him up here sooner rather than later. They just don't have the glaring need right now to bring him up here. And I think he's best served to keep getting that everyday experience at AAA. As much as it sucks being in AAA and not the bigs, but playing every single day is what they want to see from him.
I trade Perkins. I don't even think twice about it. See ya. Bye-bye. I don't know what you can get for him. I don't know what his value is. But if you're asking me, you know, who sits or who gets moved or whatever else, Blake Perkins is the guy. Garrett Mitchell immediately comes in and starts with Yelich and Churio. Frelick rotates in or whatever, and you move on in your life. Perkins may end up winning Gold Gloves. I understand that. But offensively, I don't think he's that guy, Andrew Wagner.
I mean, maybe not. But right now, I mean, he's playing very well for them. And he's you know, been in a little bit of offensive slump. But he has played very well for them, and right now it's his job to lose. And again, I I'm not on the road, so I don't know what the explanations are in pregame. But just from looking at this from the big picture and being around, they just want to see a body of work under Garrett Mitchell. You know, it's not like he's going out on a short rehab assignment. You know, after going on a 3-week IL stint. You know, this guy, he's been out a while. You know, he has been out since spring training. Starting over like you're reporting for camp, shortened season last year, shortened season the year before. They got to see some reps under this dude. They've got to see some consistency. And again, they got to see an ability to stay healthy.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Okay, I have a question for you. It's a personal question, but we're going to do it on the radio since it's happening while we're on the radio. And then we'll be done for today and we'll talk again on Monday. Since you brought up that you are building a deck, for somebody. Now I have somebody asking me for your number so you can build them a deck. Should I pass your number along to them and have them text you, or should I tell them you're not for hire unless he knows you?
Have him shoot me a note on Twitter, and we'll go from there.
Well, it's Rami Makhlouf.
Oh, it's Rami. Yeah, Rami can call me. That's fine.
Yeah, it's okay. All right, very, very good. Yeah, he asked me for. He's like, I need a deck. Give me Wagner's number. I was like, well, I think I should ask first. So,
hi, Rami. Glad Rami's tuning in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's filling in for me coming up on July 5th. So you'll have him July 5th when you and him talk on that Friday.
Just like old times, baby. Just like old times.
Just like old times. Andrew Wagner, thank you so much, my friend. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Again, a sports reporter for Forbes, covers the Milwaukee Brewers. Thank you so much, dude. Appreciate you.
Have a great weekend, Sparky.
You betcha. You too, buddy. See ya. There he is, Andrew Wagner, joining us. Yeah, Rami Makhlouf hanging out and listening. So I'll hit send on that. Here you go, Rami. Boop. There you go. Sent you the text. Now you're all set. Wags is good. Man, you know, I'm not going to sit here and... Yeah, I am. I'm going to gloss him a little bit. Dude, that dude is good. Andrew Wagner, when it comes to like building stuff and so forth... Like, sometimes he'll post on Twitter stuff that he's built and stuff that he's done. I was like, man, I wish I could do stuff like him. He is really good. I am not mechanically inclined at all. The absolute worst when it comes to doing that type of stuff.
I'm right up there with you. I'm not a handyman at all. I'm car stuff. Always take it into the mechanic. Never try anything myself. Except for me and my dad did change the headlights on that bad boy. That was a step forward from what we usually do.
That's good. Did you have to order the headlights from 20 years ago?
No, you could put in the new headlights.
The modern headlights?
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, I'm just joking with Charlie. He gave me a ride to go and get our car that needed some air conditioning to get it. And we're riding in his car that has no air conditioning. I was like, oh, man, I got to get you some air conditioning. This is something else. I bet you... I'm probably like one in every, 1,000, 5,000, 10,000 at our house. When stuff needs to get built, like for the kids or whatever else, she does it. That for Father's Day, they got me this, because I already had the Omaha Steaks, obviously. Got me this like cart to put out on the patio for the grill. And then it has these like nozzles. Well, it has a hookup for propane. And you can buy separately like the thing that you put on there, like a flat top where you can do like eggs and all that stuff on. So you can buy, now she didn't buy that part of it. Maybe we'll do that for Christmas. And you can put it on the actual table part, plug in the propane, and you can make it like a flat top type deal, whatever. I came home 2 days ago. She put the whole thing together during the course of the day while I was gone. It's a beautiful thing. And y'all are laughing at me. I don't really give a damn if you're laughing at me or not. I'm telling you, I love every minute of it. And she don't even let me do anything. I got it. You're going to screw it all up. Yeah, you're probably right. I'm not going to argue with you whatsoever. Go ahead, knock yourself out. I'll sit on the couch and watch the Brewers game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.